The Olympics, a proving ground for Milwaukee Bucks stars.
But there's nothing like being selected to the Olympic team.
Representing your country and showing the world what you can do.
Championship of that level, gold medal, means more because of what you went through to get it.
Inspiring millions in the pursuit of gold and glory. Where losing isn't an option, and winning is all that matters.
This moment will be something that I'll always be able to cherish.
I'm Lisa Byington, and you're listening to Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. This is episode one, For Love of Country. Every 4 years, the world unites in celebrating the pinnacle of athletic competition at the Olympics.
To get the call, the nod, to be able to represent your country was the highest honor. And so, to me, it was a no-brainer to be a part of that.
For former Milwaukee Bucks All-Star Michael Redd, competing for Team USA in the 2008 Beijing Olympics was a dream come true.
The Olympics were something that I looked up to as a kid and always wanted to be there. And never thought a million years that I would be there, but to actually have the opportunity to go, it was an opportunity that I would never have passed down.
Milwaukee Bucks assistant coach Vin Baker, who represented Team USA in the 2000 Sydney Olympics, wouldn't let anything stop him from going for gold.
I often tell people, like, it's one thing to be an all-star, to be all-NBA, but there's nothing like being selected to the Olympic team. It's just above and any accolade you could possibly get as an athlete, as a basketball player, it's just above that. I think I can speak for anyone who's ever played in the Olympics, who's ever been selected. It's an honor to play in the Olympics. It's just not something that it even crossed my mind to turn down. It's a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm grateful that time that it didn't even cross my mind to take the summer off and not participate. It's an honor to participate and compete for your country. So you just don't think, I don't think anyone there was thinking about anything with the season, you know, recuperating to get into their next season. We had this situation a couple of years ago where Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton had just come off of winning a world championship and then they went right to the Olympics. And I didn't hear them complain once. They were, their itinerary was ready and they were ready to go. It's just an honor to be selected to the Olympic team.
As former Bucks first overall pick Andrew Bogut explains, not only could you represent your country, playing for your national team could also give you an edge going into next season.
It always gives you confidence when you have a good off season, a good body of work, a good tournament. So, you know, that's always a nice refresher to go on to play elsewhere and then coming back. So I think it kind of clears your head a little bit, gives you a bit more confidence, and then hopefully, you know, you have a good training camp and good preseason and things all come together.
Eric Name, senior writer for The Athletic, reports that players see the heightened level of competition as a way to develop their game over the summer.
If you listen to Bobby Portis last year, he talked about how the fact that he played in the World Cup last summer really helped him this summer. He felt like he was in the best shape of his life. He felt like that had really, you know, taken him to another level where his body was ready to go from day one. And, you know, I think Portis ends up playing over 2,000 minutes. He appears in every game this year. Like, he just put together, you know, physically a season that he hasn't put together before.
NBA teams have certainly adapted to provide substantial support for their stars who decide to play for their national teams.
At this point, NBA teams have big enough staffs and enough people that, you know, when you go to an international event, you're going to have whatever physical trainer the team typically sends with you that you normally work out with, that person's going to go along with you. And they're going to be there to make sure that you're getting in all of the normal physical work that you would do, that you're getting in the workouts that you need to get in. Like, there is high level support for anyone that represents, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks.
I think these days the national teams do a much better job of communicating with especially NBA teams and teams and players' professional teams to try and get a feel for injuries and their body and, hey, this guy might not be able to go twice a day if you're doing tour days, all that kind of stuff. I think the open communication definitely makes it an easier journey.
But Bogut acknowledges that playing for his native Australia in three Olympic Games did require some sacrifice.
Competing for your national team, it's just a lot more kind of time that you give up in the off-season. You know, especially for NBA players, we play, you know, 9, 10, 11 months sometimes if you go to the finals. And you're basically giving up that rehab, rest, refresh period to then go and compete for your country. So you are giving up a little bit of your time there. But, I mean, everyone in those tournaments is in the same position. So, and look, for most guys, they're usually working out anyway. So I guess the mindset is if you're working out anyway, you might as well do it with your national team. But, look, it can take a lot out of you. There are guys that have, you know, historically came back to their NBA season a little banged up and a little sore, and then they get injured maybe, you know, because you're playing all year round.
For fans, that fear of their favorite player suffering an injury while competing for their country can complicate the situation, a sentiment recently expressed by ESPN Milwaukee radio host Jen Latta.
I understand the lure of the Olympics. I understand how it only comes around, you know, every once in a while, every 4 years, famously. I understand wanting to have that gold medal or at least compete for a gold medal. But I also think that the way things have shaken out, it feels irresponsible.
So I understand and empathize and understand where the fan is coming from, for sure.
Vin Baker.
Anybody who says they don't understand where the fan is coming from, they'd be lying. I totally understand. But I also, having won and representing my country and won a gold medal for my country, know how amazing of an opportunity that goes beyond sports. So I applaud those young men who, you know, have this opportunity, put their everything on the line to represent their country. I know everyone doesn't agree with it, but when I went to the Olympics in 2000, I wasn't thinking about injury or the goal was too big to think about me. It's weird. It's kind of, if you look at it from the athlete, it's like, it's just too big of an opportunity to make it just about me, right? Like, things can happen at any time in practices and during the season. It can happen. It's a tough conversation. It's a tough place. And in some countries, it's very different than the U.S. The Olympics is everything to some countries. You know, we have a ton of guys in the U.S. that we can send. For some countries, they have a couple of guys that they can send. And for that country, that one guy, it's a lot. It's a lot. And a lot goes into it more than, you know, just the basketball side of it. It says a lot about who that country is across the world.
And when it comes to the Olympics, it's history, it's tradition, and it's significance. No country cherishes the games as much as the people of Greece. More on Behind the Bucks coming up after this.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Trust is the foundation of any successful partnership, especially when it comes to managing risk and planning your future. That's why businesses turn to Gallagher. With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit AJG.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant.
We love Olympic Games. You know that Olympic Games were born in Greece, so it's always special for us. It's a huge event for the Greek people.
Harris Stavrou, senior editor for Greece's Sports 24, knows all too well what the Olympics mean to the Greek people.
You will see people all over the country. Usually it's during the summer break, the summer vacation of people. So you will see people everywhere watching the Olympics from early morning until late night. And of course, Giannis knows it. And as I said, you never know. You might go to the Olympics once, you might go five times, you never know. But if you have the opportunity, you have to go for it.
Coming into the summer, there was no guarantee Greece would even qualify for the Olympics. In order to do so, they had to survive a winner-take-all qualifying tournament.
They had to win it all. We knew from the start that we're going to face Croatia and Slovenia. We just knew that we had to eliminate both of them to get in the Olympics. So, to be honest, since November, I was waiting for that game for Giannis against Luka. And they destroyed Slovenia. They destroyed them. I think Greece was ready to win it all. And with Giannis, it's a whole different team. With Giannis, Giannis' gravity is making the team such a really good team. It's like you have to pick your poison. You will either let Giannis play his game, or you will double-team Giannis and he will find the open shooter and he will make the three.
After helping his country qualify for the Olympics for the first time since 2008, Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo was filled with emotion.
You know Giannis, you know he's an emotional person. He's an emotional guy. He was super emotional and we were all super emotional, to be honest. I was super emotional too. What can I say? He had his kids, he had his mother, he had his brothers, his soon-to-be wife was there, his friends were there, everybody was there, the crowd was cheering about him. You know, it was the first time we heard the Antetokounmpo name on a chant, not only the MVP.
One of the things that I've learned through all the people that I've interviewed from his childhood to now is that when he cries, the tears are absolutely genuine, and it's because he cares about this so much.
Miren Fader, senior staff writer at The Ringer and author of the biography Giannis, The Improbable Rise of an NBA MVP, understands just how long Giannis has waited for this moment.
And so when I saw him looking very emotional after that win and knowing what it meant to him, I could tell that this was a monumental achievement in his life. Looking at the early documents that existed about Giannis, like articles that were written in Greek, websites and newspapers, even before he came to the NBA, there were very few of them. But the ones that did exist, he would talk about how he wanted to one day represent Greece and what that would mean to him. And so this has been a lifelong goal, regardless of how people in Greece treated him. This is always something that he's had his eye on. And so I think right now you're seeing, you know, the culmination of that goal. Obviously, being the competitive person that he is, he wants to win the whole thing. But I think even just getting there, getting that berth, making history, that's got to be one of the best feelings in the world for him.
If earning the opportunity to play in his first career Olympics wasn't enough, after the game, he received an even higher honor.
You know, 2 minutes after the game ended, we reported that he will be the flag bearer for Greece. And I asked him during the press conference about that, and he didn't know it. I mean, of course, it was on his mind that it would be a possibility for him to be the flag bearer, but when I asked him, he was pretty emotional. He was pretty emotional. When they told him in the locker room, I bet that he cried. To be honest, to be the flag bearer is like a dream. He never had, he never imagined that day. But being the first of the athletes in the athletes' parade is insane.
Technically, Giannis does have a bit of practice hoisting the Greek flag.
You know, when I saw that he was going to be the flag bearer, I thought back to an anecdote that I remember reporting out in the book of when he was on his club team, Philathleticos, and there was this opportunity to hold the flag through town, and Giannis wanted to do it. And it was such an emotional moment because, of course, as we know now, all the things that he and his family went through as being seen as outsiders, moments being chased by this anti-immigrant group, Golden Dawn. And in the book, I have this scene of him proudly carrying the flag. And so when I saw him at this stage in his life, a father, a real adult, somebody who's accomplished the unthinkable, I just kept thinking about little Giannis holding that flag and how proud he would be to know that he would grow up and represent his country with the flag. Like, I get chills just thinking about it.
Giannis, like many Bucks stars before him, goes into the Olympics as more than just a basketball player. He is an inspiration for fans around the world.
There's something about representing everyone in your country as opposed to your city. It's just something about it that that is exciting, it's liberating, and it just takes you to another level as a competitor. There's so much more that goes into, and it's hard to articulate, there's so much more that goes into representing your country than just representing your organization. So I have 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is, to get this opportunity to go and do something that's never been done before, that will touch not only a few million people, but will touch millions and millions across my country. It's just a different thought process.
You know, you can imagine Giannis is the most famous Greek right now. He might be the most famous Greek of all time. In my eyes, he's the ultimate role model for the young athletes, for everybody. I think this will be the most memorable moment of his career, to be the flag bearer in the Olympics. I think the photos, the videos will be historic. It's going to be insane. I can tell you, I will cry for sure.
I'm Lisa Byington, and here's what to expect on the next Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher.
You never think you'll be in that position. Like, you're always thinking, we're going to blow this out. We're going to pull away. And so it happens so fast. And when you see the shot go up, it's like, yeah, I'm definitely going to faint if this goes in. There's no two ways about it.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.